Tonight is the perfect night for my test. I've been planning this for a very long time, you see. I'm the world's greatest candy maker, but I'm well underrated and well underappreciated. Tomorrow night, everyone will know my candy by name. Tonight, just my friends will see how good it tastes. They will see the lasting impression of my delicious sweets. All I need is a bit of chocolate, a lot of corn syrup, some nuts and nougat. To add the finishing touches, I will need some very special ingredients. Some will be sharp, some will be sour. All will be very, very painful. It woes me to see some of my friends go. But what can I do? I won't let them leave, but I need to test my formula. Just a nice dinner in costumes, a bit of wine for the ladies and brandy for the men, a few bits of candy to be eaten by all. We will have dinner in the dining room and drinks by the fire. Of course, when the pain hits people, they will be positioned appropriately. Stacy will be hovering over the toilet, worshipping the porcelain god as she does every morning after a night of binge drinking. Her stomach will be rancid as she is retching the poison from her gut. The wine is laced, and she will drink the most, then pay for it. I am sure her ending will be with her face in the water, and that is where she will stay. Misha, with her face first in her table soup with blood dripping from the mouth, she was always the last to finish because she always eats the most. She never stops. It keeps piling up and piling up on her body, too. She makes money from guys watching her eat in feederism videos. It's pretty grotesque. But now she will know what it's like to overeat the wrong food. June falling off her chair, clutching her throat. She is always annoyingly sick and talking about how this or that hurts. Usually it's her throat. The sickly woman is allergic to shellfish. How convenient. She suddenly will realize the seafood flavoring I've used is from lobster juice. Her throat will close up and her insides will twist. She won't even have the time to grab her bag with her shot because it will be conveniently across the room. My buddy Tim, with his head in the fire, stuck beneath a burning log. He is always trying to fix everything, then breaking it in return. This log will be too heavy for him because it's not really a log at all. And when his hand gets trapped underneath and he puts his head in to see, the flames will go up and the gate from above will drop. Hopefully he won't know what hit him because I hear burning is very painful. My friend John will be trying to help Tim, and when he asks for the poker, I will give it to him, just not in his hands. I hear head wounds bleed the most. I've always wanted to see if they do. The most important is Sheila. She always eats all of the candy in the office. As she takes the first bite of chocolate, she will soon learn that I have added broken glass to the nougat and carefully covered it with creamy chocolate. She will eat it the way she does most chocolate, down the hatch without even chewing. By the time she starts to actually chew the candy and feel the glass shards rip into her gums, most of the smaller pieces will be working their way through her stomach lining. She will probably end up on the couch. Too bad. The furniture is white and I just had it cleaned. The doors will be open on Halloween night. Come one, come all to see the fright. Enjoy the candy as you walk into the show. A haunted house to some, but others will know. It will be all over the news by mid-morning, I'm sure. But by then my candy will be famous and my name will endure. This is Spooky Boo. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this story, visit my website at www.scarystorytime.com and leave a comment on the page. You can also subscribe to my YouTube channel and my podcast. Just click on the links at www.scarystorytime.com and have some fun. Happy Halloween!